Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, November 3rd, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Three of Wands, and this is another one from the Mythos Tarot by S. Fodalon on Instagram. You know, very often when we speak of the Three of Wands, we talk about the future and what is coming. So I really love this depiction because I've never seen one like it before, you know, showing someone foretelling the future. Bear with me here because there's a whole lot going on today. And it's a little intense, all right? We have an opposition between the Scorpio Sun and Jupiter in Taurus. The Moon, of course, remains in its home sign of Cancer, and it will be trine to Mercury, sextile to Uranus, sextile to Venus, trine to Neptune, but later, late, opposing Pluto. We will have another major aspect, which is Venus opposing Neptune. Let's call it dinner time. But this has an influence, this and the Sun one, between, you know, 2 to 4 days. Like, say, 2 days either way. And you can always read more about the major aspects on my website, on my calendar of planetary events. It's free to everyone. You can add it to your smartphone and keep with the heads up. Now, when it comes to the Sun opposing Jupiter, that can go either way, all right? Because the Sun, you know, fills us with confidence, perhaps a bit too much, because Jupiter expands everything, right? And what happens when you're overconfident and your ego is like a little too big for your britches? So, yeah, kind of tone it down a little bit. I'm a little more concerned with the opposition between Venus and Neptune, because it's all about love and money and the lack of clarity, which we all need to know when there's scammers, people trying to take advantage of us, you know, when somebody is a good fit relationship-wise. I just don't think it's a good day for making commitments or decisions that way. So I'm thinking, with all of this going on, is it possible that our fortune teller can see what's coming? Well, there happens to be a great deal. I believe what is important to remember is that it is the future, which means it's not here yet, but it's on its way. And I mentioned yesterday, things might just turn out a little differently than what you're thinking. This is a card which really more prompts us to get ready for that future, right? Let's put it this way. If you knew you were going on a trip, would you pack your bags, have them organized, have everything you could possibly need, and strategize how you were going to spend your vacation time? Or would you just wing it and fly by the seat of your pants and probably miss out on a whole lot? Food for thought there. So with this, you can really only work with what you do know or what you see coming your way, but you can remind yourself to do something with it. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.